Hi there, this is Dennis Wells. Welcome to the Financial Advantage, powered by the Wells Funding Group. Super excited today to be interviewing Rhonda Herford. She's the branch manager with Collins and Company at the Coons Lake, Walkerton area, kind of north central Indiana. And super excited to have you with us today, Rhonda, and glad you're here. Did I get all of that right as far as
You
where
did.
you are? Perfect. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad
Awesome.
to be here.
Very good. Well, I've enjoyed talking with you. We've been in our preparations here. So, how was it that you got your start in the real estate industry?
Well, it's mostly because my mother had been in the industry for quite a while and she was looking for some help in the office. So, let's see, probably 2010, I started working with her unlicensed, just as a managing or just to manage the office stuff, and quickly saw as I was writing checks out for everybody, commission checks, decided I could handle that. And in 12, I got my license and been selling ever since.
So that's great. That's great. Now, what was it like growing up in a real estate home?
Well, she really got into it as I was older, a little bit older.
Okay.
So it was kind of, as I was younger, she had different jobs, but then when she got into real estate, it definitely was a busier lifestyle for her. Missed a lot of holidays, as you know, because
Yeah.
there's always showings going on, things like that. But
Yep.
yeah, she was pretty successful at it, and she handed down a lot of knowledge and puts me in that position as well. So.
Very good, very good. And it was interesting that you a lot of similarities with my story, where you started, not licensed, in kind of more of an operations capacity, and then got into the actual sales part of it. What difference does it make to you, having had, that couple year experience of just behind the scenes making things work, into your career now?
Well, I think one of the biggies is we actually have five offices. Our home branch is out of Plymouth, and so everything has to even all of our outside branches have to send everything back through the home office. And I appreciate that we have one gal over there that takes care of everything. And I try real hard to make sure she gets everything that she needs in a timely manner to make it run smooth for her, because that's what I used to do. So it definitely keeps me a little bit more accountable of what I do because I know what she's waiting on.
Nope, that's great. That's awesome. So what are some of the changes that you've seen in real estate over, say, what, the last 14 years?
Wow. When I first got in, it was, 2010. We were just rebuilding from the 2008 crash. And I actually did more short sales at that time than much of anything else. So I got real knowledgeable on short sales. And as things climbed back up, then we went into, the 2020, where we thought we weren't going to sell a thing and ended up selling everything. And it just kind of went from there, where it didn't stop until I feel like we've got a little bit of a we're a little slowed down right now, just simply because we're a little low on inventory still. So, kind of took off like wildfire, and we saw agents coming out from everywhere. Everybody wanted to be an agent, right? Well, all
Right.
those agents are still here right now. We'll see what happens as we move forward.
Yes. Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's very interesting. I think that's just a nationwide thing, right? That the inventory is low, and the kind of the I felt like we part of that is the backside of the crash, because no one was building houses when there were five foreclosures on every street, right?
Agreed.
But so now there's like a lot of catch up, and then also you have people that being on the backside of the pandemic, where maybe they have a 3 or a 4% interest rate, and they feel kind of trapped in their house because they'd really want something better, but they or that it more fits their needs better, I would say, but they don't want to change their payment. And any advice to those kinds of people that
I really, when we were going through all that, where everybody was using the low interest rates, and that was great. But in addition to that, what we saw was a lot of people going above list price and spending a lot of money. And I remember telling all those people, I'd like to know that you're going to stay here at least 5 years. I'd feel better, because there was a lot of people that there's a lot of people out there that have job dictates where you go and how soon. And if you're only going to be there a year or two, that was kind of crazy. And now we've got some of those people we're etching into that period where some of them do need to move for work and stuff, and they're having to sell and lose those lower interest rates and moving into those a little bit higher interest rates. However, I think it's a lot of education too. I kind of tell everybody that, 3% interest is not the norm. I mean, yeah, we saw it felt like the norm for a while, but over a span of many, many years. I mean, my first interest rate was 13% when I bought my first house. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for 7%, but definitely 3 was better. But it is what it is. And so we try to just keep everybody at bay and explain how things work and understand that the interest rates will either go up or down through time. And as they do, we adjust.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the important things for, I think, for people to realize is the price of houses are not coming down, because like you're talking about, it's always supply and demand. There's, when people tell me, well, I'm going to wait for the prices to come down, my question is, well, where is that additional supply going to come from? I mean, do you see any place where they're going to be getting a rapid amount of supply to bring down the prices?
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I deal with a lot of lake houses here on Coons Lake, and back in 18 and 19, we probably had an average of 16 houses on the market at all times. We now have 2 on the market today, and prices have skyrocketed. And I remember I still have clients that I've been working with for years saying they were going to wait until the right one or the prices come down and all that. Well, prices didn't come down, they skyrocketed. So they're still waiting. I don't know if we'll ever get them anything because of that. But it happens on the lake, off the lake as well. But that's a perfect example.
Because again, I mean, builders are doing all that they feel comfortable doing. And I saw a statistic that in a normal market, anywhere from 10 to 12% of sales are new construction, where now we're like at 25% being new construction, which I think is a reflection of the fact that a lot of people that are in existing homes, for whatever reason, are not willing to give those up. But like you said, sometimes people need to. And what kind of advice do you give someone who maybe needs to, make that transition? How do you help them steer out of the, 3-4% mortgage into something more historically realistic?
I think all the agents have been using the whole quote, date the rate and marry the house. And I think that's been something that we try to explain to them, that eventually you'll be able to refinance as you move forward. And and the chances, if I'm dealing with people that bought their homes back just 2 or 3 years ago and they're moving for work reasons, chances are they're going to be moving for work reasons again here in the next couple of years. And therefore, God, sorry.
Good.
So that will be an issue. Sorry, she's on my emergency, so she broke through my silence. So yeah, but yeah, I think that those people, it's not going to impact as much, because even though it feels like it impacts them right now, it doesn't long term, because they're going to continue to be buying and selling over time, and I think those rates will gradually come back down.
Yeah, and I always have people focus on the wealth building potential of real estate. When you look at millionaires in America, well over like 88% of them, they didn't inherit their money, right? They earned it, accumulated it over time. And the main component, consistently is that they had primary residential real estate, that you put 5% down, say, on a house that conservatively is appreciating 5% a year. You're literally doubling your money every year just in that appreciation gain, not to mention that, every time you make that payment, you owe less on the house, so you're getting the amortization gain as well.
Correct. Yeah. That's definitely a, I mean, real estate's been great for a lot of people that I know as well, locally. So.
And having a place on the lake, I'm sure that not only is real estate not going down, but desirable real estate is never going to go down in value, so
Yep, exactly.
very cool. See here. So you're the branch manager at the
I
Coos
am.
Lake office.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like to be managing other realtors.
It's sometimes challenging. I right now have a couple of new agents all at once, actually three that came on all at once. So it was like juggling, trying to keep up with them. But they're doing well. They're all very good and very fast learners. So they're
Nice.
getting notches in their belt and moving along, getting some listings, and got a couple that have got a couple of buyers on the line, so we're moving them forward.
Nice, nice. Now, how many agents do you have in your office?
I have six besides
Okay.
myself.
Okay. Very good. What advice would you give to someone who might be thinking about getting into real estate as a new agent?
Right now, I guess the same advice I gave these folks as they came on, and that's just simply, if you're getting into real estate on your own right now, make sure you've got a little bit of pocket change to hang on to so that you're not putting all your ducks in one basket. It's definitely not an easy business to get started in. It takes a little bit to build your name, your brand, and everything out there. And if you can muddle through all that, then you can make it and be successful. And I think that's what these folks are trying to do. And I'm just trying to be their wind in their sail and keep them going. So.
And what kind of training do you provide for agents that come on board?
So I do send them to a lot of online training, but I also am there if they need any one-on-one help with any of their, software programs and things like that. But also, I mean, some of the things that you can't teach people is just, relationships with your buyers and your sellers and things. So I try to have them shadow with me to watch and see how I handle things and what I say or talk to and the questions I ask and answer, and just to allow them to see how it goes.
I imagine that you got a lot of mentorship from your mom in
I
the
did.
so a family tradition of being able to pass that along to
It is actually, yes.
so that's great. What do you see that as the biggest opportunity in real estate in 2024?
So I think, I don't know if it's opportunity or challenge as we're moving forward with this broker buyer contracts and such. I think that's going to be a definite area of opportunity for some folks that are going to, get very proficient in being the buyer's agents and learning how to handle all of that stuff. The year has taken out, it started out very well. I thought 24 was going to be kind of slow, and it's actually taken off a lot faster than I had anticipated. And so I think we're going to have a pretty decent year. I just think it's going to be a lot of learning for a lot of us, and I like to learn. So I'll just dig in and get as much knowledge as I can and use that to my advantage and keep going. So.
It's not original to me, but I heard a quote that chaos creates opportunity. And anytime there's a disruptor in an industry, especially, as significant as, what the real estate industry is going through right now, I believe it does create opportunities for those who are able to and willing to change, adapt, grow, get some new skills. Kind of like that old book, Who Moved My Cheese? It's always moving. Sometimes it moves faster than others, but always looking, like you're saying, being a lifelong learner, looking for, what should I be doing now in the fundamentals stay the same, but some of the nuances can change. And then, for all of us, I think, making sure that we're serving at a super high level.
Yep, and I think that's the key. I mean, I know that I expect good service anywhere I go, so it's just, giving that back to those that I work with. So,
Another great thought is like, real estate as serving versus selling. I think a lot of times people think about the selling, but you all are here to serve.
Yep. I actually tell people I'm not a salesperson. I don't like that title. I don't like to be called a salesperson in this industry. I'm a helper. I help people get from point A to point B to C to Z, and then we end up at Z and we're good. But so that's my job. I'm a helper. So.
And that's something too that I think gets missed with, a lot of the white noise around the latest developments in the real estate world, but that, what you're doing, on probably an average month, you're doing more than the average person does in their entire life. Like if the average person buys and sells maybe three or four houses in their lifetime, and you're doing four or five, 10, or managing a group that's doing way more than that in a month, obviously, you're seeing a lot more, and the potential pitfalls that an average person is not going to know.
Yep, I the new agents in the office have actually a couple times said, "Well, how do you know that?" Well, experience. And I don't know how to tell you other than it's not written anywhere. This is just experience, and you'll get it. And that's what your mentors are here for, to share that experience. So,
Absolutely. And when I talk with people too, is like, because sometimes they go, well, I can just sell it myself. I can save the commission. It's like, well, you can, because America, people can do what they want. But if, first of all, you don't know how to price, a house because you don't do this. This is not your job. Second of all, it's like, you have car insurance for a reason. You have homeowners insurance for a reason. And, you're talking about, that for many people, the biggest purchase that they're ever going to make, or one of the biggest purchases they're ever going to make, there's a lot of, legalities that go around with actually transferring, legal ownership of property from one person to another. And it's like, are you willing to take that risk in order to save, or the perception of saving? Because I don't know that, I've seen enough where, that I believe the studies where when you're working with a professional realtor, you actually make far more on your house than what they're charging you in the commission anyway. But take that aside, you're still, if you're working with a professional, you don't have that liability because there's someone there that, like you're saying, over the course of 15 years, 20 years, I've seen all of these things, and I know how to deal with these particular things.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
It's hard to explain that to people sometimes, but that's the truth of it all.
Yeah, 'cause the how many eyes do you want on your product? 'Cause people don't realize that their house is a product. It's hard because we get emotional. This is my house, but it's like, and once you get out of your house, then you realize it's just a product. Everybody, there's your product is competing against everybody else's, and what are you doing to, provide the advantage for yourself? Well, I've really enjoyed our time here today. Is there a question that I should have asked you that I didn't?
I don't think so,
All right.
you're the one that does this, so I don't
It,
know.
no, no, very, very good. Hey, so if someone wants to get a hold of you to either buy or sell real estate, what's the best way for them to contact you?
My cell phone's my best way to get a hold of me. You can call or text me. 574-250-1835. You can always reach out to the office as well, and that phone number would be 574-586-7653.
Awesome.
So, okay.
Well, Rhonda, thank you so much for being with us here today. What I'm known for is helping people create and maximize wealth through home ownership. And for our realtor partners, we help you make more money through our aggressive extreme lead follow-up and our real-time referral system. And we can be
Great.
reached at 219-230-8400.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, Rhonda, thank you so much. I appreciate your
Thanks,
time today.
Dennis.
And have a
Yours too.
wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.